This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. And you will know my next guest from X Factor last year. They made the top 12 under the guidance and their mentor, Ronan Keating. Although they didn't win the competition, they're kicking goals outside the show. Their new EP, Morning of Life, is available right now on iTunes. And joining me on the phone is one third of brother and sister group Audio Vixen. Welcome to Joy, Christine.
Thank you, Leo. How are you?
I'm good, Han. I'm good. Now, Audio Vixen is a family group, along with your siblings, Rhea and Ross. Why did you decide to enter X Factor?
I think we've been involved in music for so long, and I think we honestly just thought we'd just give it a go, you know. You watch sort of past seasons and, you know, you see what other people achieve and, you know, you don't lose anything if you give it a go, even if you don't get in, you know. So I just think we went there, no expectations, and just gave it our all. And with each step that we went forward, I think it was more of a relief than anything else that we actually got through.
Now, because Ronan Keating had the groups last year, and he was your mentor, and he saw potential in you guys quite early on. And coming from a group himself, do you think you're quite pleased getting Ronan because he knows what groups go through?
Yeah, absolutely. The three of us, you know, all agreed that Ronan was the best mentor, especially for a group. As you mentioned, he came from a group himself. So as someone that knows how to work with the dynamics of a group, and, you know, I think that he was the best person to be able to mentor us, and he allowed us creatively to do what we knew we did best. And obviously appreciate the fact that he saw some potential in us.
So what did he teach you? What did you learn from him?
From him, I think it was more about the stage presence and the fact that you're now sort of on a bigger scale than what we had done before. And, you know, as Ronan being an international artist himself, who has, you know, he's played in front of crowds, I'm sure, bigger than what we did. So you know, we just tried to take on every piece of advice that he gave us, every, you know, whether it was constructive criticism or whether it was a good thing. The same with the other judges, you know, we took on board what they said and tried to use it to further ourselves. That's why we were there.
Now, talking about the other judges, Christine, they all praised you during the competition. When you sang together, those harmonies won over Australia. Do you think it's harder for groups to shine on a show like X Factor over a solo artist?
I think, we were really lucky that we really can't complain. We didn't get any bad comments from the judges. And I think the dynamic of a group and a solo artist is really different, and it's hard to compare. You know, obviously there is freedom that a solo artist has that a group doesn't have, because you're no longer thinking of just yourself. You have to think of the other people in the group and you have to make it work. But, you know, there's also things like harmonies that a group can do that a solo artist can't. So I think that we're pretty proud of what we managed to put across, and we're happy with how it came out.
As you know, Christine, the hard work starts after the competition is over. And after X Factor, you didn't wait until the label started to ring. You set out and wrote your own songs and recorded your own music. What was your early ideas for the EP, and how did the recording process evolve?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The hard work does start when you come out of the competition. You know, the three of us sort of had a plan, you know, even while we were there, that if we didn't win, and, you know, obviously it's quite a possibility that out of 12 people, you know, the probability is not that great. but, you know, we had a plan that as soon as we came out, you know, we had to just keep ourselves out in the public eye, and that's why we put a classic rock show together and went out, and we met some of the, you know, some of the fans that voted for us on the show, and we played live gigs, and in the meantime we were recording the EP. And I think, you know, we did it the right way. I think that we're happy that we didn't just put the EP out straight away. We really worked on what we wanted it to sound like, and we found our feet as a group and really produced something that we're happy with.
Now, the title track, Christine, is called Morning of My Life, has a real bit of a country pop feel. It's the cover of the Bee Gees track. Why did you decide to record that single?
Morning of My Life is the song, you know, we've got the Bee Gees One Night Only concert DVD, and it's one of those songs that creeps up on you. You know, it's that one that sort of sticks in your head, but you never really, you never really pick it out of a group. And we're big fans of the Bee Gees, obviously, as you know, as a family and their harmonies as well. And it actually started off as a folk song. They originally wrote it that way, and we wanted to keep a little bit of the original feel of it, but we also wanted to put, you know, a more contemporary style to it and give it a bit of the Audio Vixen treatment. So I think we managed to achieve that.
So let's play the single. This is from the EP. It's called Morning of My Life, the title track from the new EP, which is on iTunes right now. More with Christine after this. You're on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to the Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9 with Leo. My special guests this morning are Audio Vixen. They were the X Factor finalists last year under their mentor, Ronan Keating. On the phone, I'm joined by Christine. Now, Christine, the EP features two original tracks, Paper Mache, that you all wrote, and also Losing You.
Yep.
What's your writing process? Do you get together, all three of you, and jot down ideas?
It's different for every song. For Paper Mache, was actually a song that sat there for about 2 years, and we had a verse, and that was about it.
Okay.
And then one afternoon, we were actually rehearsing for something else, and Ross was just sort of mucking around on his guitar, and we ended up writing the rest of the song in about half an hour. And with Losing You, it just started with a riff, actually a guitar riff, just an idea for music-wise. And again, Ross was sort of just playing around with chords and that kind of thing. And then Rhea and I, you know, started putting lyrics and stuff to it, and it just became what it was. I think when we try and force ourselves to write, it doesn't really work out that well. So it's just, I guess, whoever has the idea first.
Exactly. Now, you've gone down the independent route, like many artists do. Gives you that creative freedom, but also it's a lot of hard work as well. What are each of your roles in Audio Vixen in the business?
I think, as you said, it allows us to do what we would like creatively. And for our first EP, I think that was the best way for us to go. You know, we're happy with how it came out, and think that, because we were so heavily involved in it, and of course we were lucky enough to work with Peter Northcote as well, who co-produced it with us, and had the same sort of ideas as us when it came to what we wanted them to sound like. You know, I just think that was the best way for us to do it this time around.
Now, the EP is online right now. When can fans expect a full-length album from you guys?
We're writing songs at the moment. It was so hard to narrow down what three songs we wanted to put on the EP. We do have more originals, and we're just sort of putting stuff together for the album now. Hopefully we're aiming towards March, April next year to have an album out. So yeah, if everyone keeps posted, we'll let everyone know as soon as we have a deadline for it.
Now, I know your mentor Ronan Keating was very supportive with you guys in X Factor, but I also know he's touring the UK next year. Yep. I think you guys should get a support slot on a show.
That would be awesome. A shout out to Ronan if he's looking for a support act.
Come on, Ronan, get with
it.
Now, finally, Christine, you're up for some quick fire questions?
Yep.
Okay, with Audio Vixen, if you guys could do a duet, who would you choose between Reese or Johnny?
Ooh, that's a tough one. musically, I think Reese.
X Factor or The Voice?
X Factor.
good answer. Now, your favourite family group?
Favourite family group.
So is it the Beach Boys? Is it Wilson Phillips? The Corrs? There's heaps of family groups out there. Jackson 5.
There's a few. You know what? I'm going to stick with the Bee Gees.
Of course, the Bee Gees. Yeah. Got them. Your favourite Ronan Keating track?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
When You Say Nothing at All.
I love that track too. And it's a fancy dress party, Christine, and you had to dress up as a Spice Girl. Who would you choose?
Baby Spice.
Did you see them on the Olympics?
No, I didn't. We missed it.
They were fantastic. I must say, they were excellent.
I can imagine. That would have been an awesome thing to see, especially if they haven't been together for so long.
Now, the new EP from Audio Vixen is on iTunes right now. Thanks so much for joining me on this morning, Christine. It's been a great chat.
Thank you. Thanks very much for your time.
And next time you're in Melbourne here, make sure you come and see us, okay?
We will, absolutely.
Christine, thank you for that.
Thank you. Thanks, Leo.
That was Christine. She is one third of Audio Vixen. They, of course, were the X Factor finalists last year. They've released their new EP. It's on iTunes right now. It's called Audio Vixen, Morning of My Life. You can get that online for yourself right now.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.